Hallo julle. Ag, wel het net gevra wat het ek ervaar vanoggend hierso tydens worship. Ag so, ag kort nugget, dit gaan nie baie goed by ons by die huis nie. Joh, maar God is God. Ag, en heel week, ek dink ek het dit ook gesê, wat ek net, die heel ding is net Jesus, Jesus. Soos ek soek niks. Ek soek nie die healer, die healing nie. Ek soek die healer. Ek soek nie die providing nie, ek soek die provider, ek soek Jesus. Joch, en volgende was daar net so tikkie wat ek ervaar het. Dan, Jesus, dis sy oe, dis al. Ja. Ach, Heere Jesus, ons prijs u vir wie u is, Heere Jesus. Ek bid dat ons na u sal smag, dat ons sal dors na u, na u. Na Jesus, dat ons Jesus sal soek. Ach, Heer Jesus, gee ons net vir Jesus. Heer Jesus, Jesus kan alles vat. Vat al die riches, vat alles, vat al die pride, vat alles. Ach, Heer Jesus, ons soek net vir Jesus. Ach, Heer, ons bid vir Wally as hy preek volgende, Heer, dat die geest net op ons sal neerdal, Heer, dat ons meer van u sien, meer van u sal reik as ons hier uitstap.
Amen. Amen. Ek love it, as het gaan soos wat ons nie beplan het. It's beautiful. My vrou, ek wil sê, well done, het was seker stretching vir jou. My vrou is baie structuur, en baie van die songs wat ons gesing vanoggend was sy aanvankelijk deel van haar worship set. So ek love it net hoe die Here net ons groei en ons stretch. So ja, ons moet altyd vloeibaar wees vir die Here. Nee? Dus actually vir julle, ek moet actief vir Elaine die video gegeet van François in die week. hy het geval by die werk en die doen hy so een commando rol. Maar hy het hom vastgevang so op die videokameras by die werk. en toe die song wat hy speel is daar, they see me rolling. so, ja. Yeah. Cool julle, ach man. Ja, as ek gesê het, ek love it as kerk is, soos wat ons nie beplan het uitwendig, jy weet, want sodra dit gaan, soos wat ons beplan het, as ons vir julle kan sê, dat teen 10:30 is jy uit, dan het die Here alles gedoen, hardloop so ver van ons af as wat jy kan, jy weet, want ons wil nie, we don't want to be people that is, we don't want to stick to the script, we really want to trust that the Lord would come and move, jy weet, even as ons meetings tot 11:30 te gaan of 12:00 toe gaan, that we will stay in the presence of the Lord. Nee, want dis eintlik al wat vir ons gaan help. Kijk, love wat Anu gesê, yes, we do trust God for healing, but at the end of the day, we want the healer. And yet we do trust God for provision and for healing, but at the end of the day, we want Jesus. And even my preek vanoggend is a baie praktiese preek, but if Jesus is not the foundation and the center of this, I can promise you after 2 months of doing it, you're going to be tired. You're not going to want to do it anymore. So I preach on the assumption that all of you are in Jesus and built in Jesus so that from that place we can do what God has called us to. Amen? So as I said, I'm going to preach in English this morning and the title of my preach is, and I'm translating as I'm going, Die Afrikaans is, Jesus bou sy kerk deur my en jou wat eenvoudige acts van liefde doen vir mekaar. Jesus builds his church through me and you that are simple acts of love for one another. Dis my preekse title. En daar is so een portion of skrif waarna ek wil kyk vanoggend. Maar laas week het Johannes gepreek oor Handelinge 2 vers 42 en dan baie van julle weet, as jy nou al, ek wil amper sê, paar maande is in Josh Gen of even 'n jaar, dan weet jy dit is die skrif wat die fondasie is van wat ons doen. Jy weet, is Acts, Handelinge 2 vers 42. Hulle het hulle heel hartig toegelê op die leer van die apostels, die onderlinge verbondenheid, dis fellowship, die gemeenskaplike maaltyd en die gebede. Kan ek gou die Engels opsit, asseblief, Elaine? And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers. En my mandaat en my missie vir oggend is om vir ons te encourage om devoted te wees aan mekaar. To be devoted to fellowship en aan mekaar. En die story wat ek wil gebruik, ek het my Bybel vergeet vir oggend, shame on me. Hoe kan jy preek so in jou Bybel voor jou? Hektiek. en ons het nog geen kinders hier, so hoe gaan het gaan as ons kinders het? Maar in elk geval, so ek het my Bybel, so ek gaan baie focus op die bord volgend of daarvan. So nou pressure line. Johannes 6 van vers 1 tot 12 en ek gaan eers die ESV lees en dan gaan ek die Afrikaans lees. Ek gaan eers die ja, sorry. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes, then seeing that a large crowd was coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for himself know what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not be enough to buy bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in that place. I think it's belangrijk om te sê. So the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Kan ons gedaas op gaan terug? So die sekere vertaling sê the men of die manne, die Afrikaans sê die manne. So dit is net die manne. So daar was 5,000 manne. En in daai tyd kan ons aanneem dat dit was die Jode gewees. So hulle was 10-1 getroud gewees. So maal 2, 10,000. Kan een mens sê, en dan is nog kinders by is, kom en sê, so give or take 15,000 mense miskien. Okay. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish as much as they had wanted. And when they had eaten their full, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments that nothing may be lost." En ek dink ons allemaal ken die story, dit gaan aan en dan sê dit, daar was 12 maantjies van kos wat oorgebly het. En ek wil daai story van die sientjie gebruik, wat sy 2 visies, ek kry altyd verkeerd, sy 2 visies en sy 5 brode, ek sê altyd 5 visies en 2 brode, maar wat sy 2 visies en sy 5 brode gebring het, wil ek gebruik vanoggend om vir ons te encourage om te bring wat ons het, na die tafel toe. Alright, so ek het 3 punte vanoggend, I have 3 points this morning, and then there's a few points underneath of them. So the first point is pitch up. Pitch up. Pitch up. The first church was devoted to God and devoted to one another. They pitched up. They were together the whole time. And still today, Jesus is looking for a church that pitches up. Still today, Jesus is looking for people that's pitching up, you know. But who can agree that we are so weak? We are so weak and we really need the Holy Spirit. That's why it was so beautiful for me this morning when we just sang about the Holy Spirit, you know. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who comes and he helps us to actually do this stuff. The Lord can't use you if you don't pitch up. Who wants God to use them? Pitch up. And it's not just pitching up at church or when we have communities or... But it's pitching up when people need help. You know, sometimes in our congregation we have the privilege of having older people and younger people. So if the older people needs a cupboard to be moved in their house, younger people go and help them. You know, like sometimes we have this idea that for me to be used by God, I need to go to Malawi or I need to, and that's part of it. That's part of. But sometimes it's just going to Ferdy and Yvonne, and maybe helping them with moving the cupboard, you know, or maybe helping them with, that is actually so part of building the kingdom, that is being devoted to one another. Those of you who know me, I'm not the most practical guy at all. I have one multi-tool that I use for everything, and so far it has worked for everything, but my wife can agree, she says yes, it helps. A few weeks ago, one of the ladies in our comm, Adriana, her battery died, you know, and she asked someone to come and help her the afternoon. So I went, but just with this one multi-tool. That's all I had. I'm like hoping, yes, I hope this thing works. I get there, I don't have the multi-tool. I'm like, flip, who can I ask? But luckily she had a toolbox, and I could get there, and I got the right tool, took the battery out, and she got a new battery. And that's part of building kingdom, you know. It's not necessarily going to, and that's good. I'm not saying that's bad, but it's this. Like, we need to be devoted here. We need to love one another here. We need to pitch up here. And beautiful, we have a huge, such a big opportunity for us coming up to practice this. Jock and Chrisri. We know that they're having their baby in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And pitch up at the house. Tell them you're outside. Call them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to call, otherwise you can't come in the gate. Call them and say, listen, I'm outside your house. Can I come and wash the dishes for you? Can I come and fold baby stuff or whatever, you know? Can I take Samuel for a walk, you know? Because that's how we do church. It's like we're helping. So that's an opportunity for you, you know? Like, if you, after this preach, you go, okay, cool, what can I do? Go and help Jock and Chris with their baby. go pitch up and maybe buy something small, you know? Biltong or whatever, whatever you're feeling. As a the Biltong ministry. make coffee for someone on a Sunday, you know, like, just go and, it's easy, press the button, make coffee, and take it to someone. It blesses them, you know. It's so, it makes me feel human, just because I'm a leader in the church. So oftentimes people come to me with help for stuff, and how can we, but I just love what Yaku and Marie does. Every Sunday they come to me, did you watch the rugby? And I feel normal. I feel like, you know, and it just helps, because, like, yes, now we can talk rugby. And I like rugby. I can talk. You can ask Alexander and Anya. We went to go watch a movie with them on Friday evening. Like, I am normal, you know. I'm not. Why are you laughing so loud? It's exact amount of normal, you know. And so that type of stuff, like, it helps, because so many times as people are going through their week, they are facing hectic stuff at work, hectic stuff in their homes or whatever, and you just coming and going, hey man, did you watch any sport this weekend? What did you do this weekend? You know, and generally just stel belang, what's your English? Show interest. So interest. And just because I like to imagine sometimes, I was imagining this story, and I just had this thought, like, imagine if that young boy wasn't there. Like, Jesus is big and, like, he can do anything. Jesus would have still been able, but just imagine, because Jesus wanted to bring a story through that. He wanted to come and establish something for us through that. So just imagine if he wasn't there. You know, and just imagine if you aren't there, you know, like, we are missing out on something that the Lord can do. But when you come with your two fish and your five loaves and bring it, you know, because there's something beautiful there. And the Lord showed me this a few years ago, and I just can't, like, I can't see it different anymore. For me to be everything that God has called me to be, I need each one of you guys. And for you guys to be all that God has called you to be, you need me. You know, and that's the beauty of church, that we are living stones being built up into a spiritual house, a dwelling place for God. And who knows, a dwelling place is not just here Sunday. It's not just Wednesdays. But every day we can be built together. Monday evening we can get together and we can have supper together. We can pray for one another, and we are being built for a spiritual dwelling place for God. Does it make sense so far? Because I know it's very practical. Hold your hands open. I think it must have been Mama's, the first gathering that you guys have been to. But when Ryan preached about putting on the kettle, do you guys remember that? Yeah, he said, like, we all have a finger, you know, put on the kettle. But I want to say, like, keep your hands open. And if you see, I maybe have 10 1/4 fingers, because I lost half of my, a part of my finger. But there is 10 ways how God can use you. And you can ask God, how do you want to use me today? How do you want to use me tomorrow? So keep your hands open so that God can put something in your hands that he can. So keep your hands open. That's my second point. We all have received amazing talents from the Lord. The Lord has given us talents so that we can serve the body. And I actually actually wish he was here, but Ian is not here this morning. But I actually wanted to just single him out just as someone who's really using his talents to bless our church, you know. If you look behind you or to the side of you, those drywall over there for the kids' church, Ian is a builder, he's a contractor, and he sourced that for us. And he put in soundproofing and all of that so that we can just have place for the children to be. Because imagine if that was open. You know, it would have been difficult for all of us to hear, if you know. So Ian used his talents, what God had given him, so that you guys can hear the preach on a Sunday clearly with no distractions, and your kids are getting built in, like, they're actually speaking about Revelation today, about the return of Jesus. How beautiful is that, eh? So, like Ian used his talents that God has given him to create that space for us. It's beautiful. The other day, I was at Cornelius. And when I got there, Johan Store was there. And they were speaking about, like, Cornelius is, like, busy. They have this one cottage there, and busy maybe want an Airbnb or whatever. And Cornelius has got Johan in just for some insight, you know. And that is Johan's talent. I don't know if you know, like, I think Johan could have been, like, this crazy cool interior designer. He just knows where to put stuff and what to, like, paint so it looks bigger or better, you know. And Johan is using his talents really to bless us as a body, you know. So use your talents that God has given you. What has God given you now? Like Francois. Francois is the super practical guy. Like half of the, like, if I think of a tool, I know Francois would have it. I just know he would have it, you know. And like, so he's just so practical, you know. And just, so God has given Francois that gift. Like even me and Cornelius spoke about it. Like he's just super practical. So God has given him that gift. And Francois uses that to serve the church. You know, to come and cut down your trees or make a braai for you or what. I know Francois has blessed many of you guys before. So yeah, maybe fixed your trailer or something, your electrical something, whatever. And I know that most of us here have crazy cool talents that the Lord wants to use. The Lord really wants to use your talents. You don't have to prophesy, but a simple prayer goes a long way. Just after church, standing at the table, just go, hey man, can I just pray for you? And you just thank the Lord for them. Lord, I thank you for this person. It goes a long way. Jesus came to fulfill the mission of God. Jesus also lived open hands. John 5, verse 19, Johannes 5, verse 19. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, so the Son does likewise. See, even Jesus is just living open hands. If the Father say, go there, I'm going there. You know, Jesus is just living. So can we be like that? That just live open hands. And it's not that deep, bro. It's not that deep. You know, like it's really not that deep. It's deep and it's beautiful, but the how we do it is not that deep. You know, we know that Jesus loved people deeply, and that's why he did that. So all we need to do is just love Jesus deeply, and that will be the natural outflow. You know, yeah. And then my last point: ask God what you can do to build His kingdom. Jesus is building His kingdom through me and you. He uses what is in our hands, or He places something in our hands. If you don't know, come and chat to us. We can tell you what we see in you, then you can start walking in it. Whom of you have heard that saying, what we see, what we behold is what we become? Eh? I don't know, but with many times of with my friends on school, we're always 2-2 or 3-3, then we start to like act like one another in a way, you know, like because we're so much together. And I want to encourage you, like just imagine, if you beholding Jesus so much, how are you going to act? You know, like how are you going to look? You know, like you are going to look like love. You are going to look like mercy. You know, you are going to look like serving, because that is what Jesus came to do for us. And then imitate. As I was preparing this preach, I was just thinking again about Yaku and Marie, and just how devoted they are, man. And I'm pretty sure if you ask them why they're so devoted, they're going to say because the preaching here is good. But like Jaco and Marie, they really love the Lord and they live for the Lord and they just want to live for Him. So if you want to know how to be devoted, look at their lives. They are devoted to Jesus. And as I'm closing, coming to a close, we spoke about Acts 2:42, and you know, it sounds like yes, we have to do all the stuff, and there is a lot, you know, like there's lots that we have to grow in and walk in. But at the end of the day, Jesus is the foundation of Acts 2:42. So even if you heard all the stuff that you need to do, counterbalance yourself with beholding Jesus. Because as you're going to behold Jesus, Acts 2:42 is going to be the outflow. You know, we are going to want to be together, and miracles is then going to happen because we love Jesus. You know, I don't know how many times, but just so many times in the Gospels we see Jesus moved by compassion, prayed for them, and they got healed. Jesus saw, He was like they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he went off of them, you know. So if we can have that compassion of Jesus in us, man, it will change us. It will change us. And all this is unto Jesus. I read a beautiful scripture, and this is not in my notes, sorry, Elaine. But I read it to my wife on Friday, and it's in 1 Corinthians 1. No, 2 Corinthians 1, let me maybe just get it. 2 Corinthians 1 from verse 3. 2 Corinthians 1 from verse 3. Verse 4. I'm reading from the NLT translation. It says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort which God has given us." And it's just that beautiful thing of it's from God, it's to God, and it's through God. You know, so Acts 2:42, it's from God, it's through God, and it's for God. That is the end of it all. So maybe let's close our eyes just for a moment. Anu, if you guys can maybe come up, Shalom, we're beautiful. For us to live a devoted life, firstly to Jesus and then to one another, is we need the Holy Spirit. And we've been singing about it this morning. And just with every eye closed, as we are, because I do wanna call us to something, you know. I do wanna maybe ask of us if we can give ourselves to this. So maybe if you want to give yourself to being devoted to the people in this room and to one another, don't you just want to stand with me? Because I'm also standing. Like, yeah, maybe just stand with me. If you want to devote yourself even more. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I want you to, if you wanted to pray this after me, and it's really trust God that He would bind our hearts together. Jesus, you can pray after me. Jesus, thank You that You were devoted to us. Thank You that You came for us. And now, Jesus, as You have called us to do what you do. We want to do that, Lord. Lord, we want to be devoted to one another. Lord, we want to pitch up. We want to be there for one another. Lord, we want to live with open hands so that you can come and give us what you want to give us. Here we are, Holy Spirit. Come and fill us and help us to do this. We are yours, God. We belong to you. We don't belong to the systems of this world. But we belong to the King and His kingdom. So take our lives and multiply it, Lord. As you did with the boy and the fish and the bread. We need you, Lord. Ons moet vir ons bid en dan gaan ons 'n song sing ter afsluiting. Gonna sing a song just to end off. And Lord, I do want to thank you for your ways. I do want to thank you for the order that you do things, Lord. And we want to stick to that order, God. We want to stick to what you have set in place, God. We don't want to go our own way, Father. Lord, you said that we should be devoted to one another. And we want to be devoted to one another, Lord.
Ja, ek het net gevoel ek moet deel. Die van julle wat my ken en weet, die afgelope paar maande het my life threatened to blow up and fall apart. And in many ways it did. But I just felt I needed to share that essentially what Wally is saying is not just lip service. Because the characteristic, die karaktereienskap van hierdie gemeenskap is dat maak nie saak waar jy gaan nie, they step towards you. En dis nie 'n algemene ding nie. Mense hardloop nie kerk toe as hulle lewe uitmekaar val nie. Want jy is bang vir veroordeling. You're scared of being judged and you're scared of being not enough or rejected. Maar dis nie die karaktereienskap van hierdie gemeenskap nie en dis nie die karaktereienskap van hierdie leierskap nie. So I can stand here today because I know that when my life was falling apart and in a very real way, die leierskap en die mense in die gemeenskap het na my toe getree, they stepped towards me. And I could come and just be held by a community. So I can stand here today because that's true of this community. And I just want to encourage you, be that person. But we are those people that you can step towards when your life is falling apart. Because there is no judgment, there is just love. Thank you.
Amen. Let's go be the church. There's no better thing but yeah.